More people are surviving cancer than ever before across all races and ethnicities. But a new report shows certain groups, including Hispanic and Black adults, are still more likely to get a late-stage diagnosis and die from the disease. Margaret Foti is the CEO of the American Association for Cancer Research and based in Philadelphia. She says these disparities are driven by inequitable access to prevention screening, specialists, and clinical trials.
Too many patients live very far from high-quality cancer care, and far too many patients, financial, logistical, cultural, and other structural barriers continue to shape their chances for survival. These consequences are profound.
The report's authors are calling on Congress to continue investing in cancer research and studies that identify disparities in cancer outcomes. A major Philadelphia company is splitting into two independent entities. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the details.
Comcast has announced plans to split itself into two separate publicly traded companies by spinning off NBC Universal and Sky. The company announced its board and management team think each company will be better positioned to pursue its own strategic priorities, invest for growth, and create long-term shareholder value as independent entities. The planned move comes after Comcast announced in November 2024 that it was spinning off several of its cable networks as part of restructuring. In recent years, Comcast has shifted its business emphasis away from traditional cable towards streaming and other sources of revenue, such as its movie studio, theme parks, and home wireless and internet services. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A bronze statue of Joe Frazier was unveiled at the bottom of the Art Museum steps on Monday. WHYY's Julia Benswanger has more on the real-life heavyweight champion whose underdog story helped inspire Rocky.
For the past 20 years, people all over the world have been showing up at the bottom of the Art Museum steps to take their photo with Rocky Balboa. Now, they can snap a picture with the real-life champion whose underdog spirit inspired a nation. Joe Frazier, the Philly boxer whose famous left hook bested Muhammad Ali, is now at the bottom of the steps. Mayor Sherelle Parker emphasized the moment as important corrective in a long-overlooked Black Philadelphia story.
Here in Philadelphia, the birthplace of American democracy, we will forever remember that the city got right what it had gotten wrong for a long, long time.
The Rocky statue has been moved inside the museum for a special exhibition, and a bronze replica of Stallone's character sits atop the steps. Frazier's statue is not fully complete. Its base will be replaced with granite, and the city will be installing educational panels that tell Frazier's story. For BillyPenn.com, I'm Julia Binswanger, WHYY News.
76 degrees and sunny skies in Philadelphia, where a high is near 90.